With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. New state data show that 1 in 8 elementary schools in Montana have vaccination rates that are too low to ensure immunity from outbreaks of measles or whooping cough. State health officials released immunization and exemption rates of 347 elementary schools for the first time in response to a records request by the Billings Gazette. Montana counties will receive $27 million to compensate for non-taxable federal lands within their boundaries. Montana counties will receive nearly $27 million to compensate for non-taxable federal lands within their boundaries. The Ravalli Republic reports that the payments are part of a $404 million package distributed nationally through payments in lieu of taxes. This year's allocation is welcomed by local governments, some of which had faced budget cuts. Montana is one of the 13 states with independent redistricting commissions that the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld. The commissions are used to limit political influence in shaping congressional districts every 10 years. The High Court's decision today knocked down a challenge that would have placed the job of drawing congressional districts into lawmakers' hands in those states. Members of Montana's Districting and Apportionment Commission say whichever way the Supreme Court had ruled, it wouldn't have immediately changed anything. That's because Montana only has one congressional district that comprises the entire state. The Montana Commission's job is focused on redrawing state legislative districts. Commissioner Joe Lamson says the Supreme Court's case was specifically limited to federal and not legislative races. State wildlife officials killed 2 young bighorn rams after they were spotted near domestic sheep south of Malta, more than 20 miles from 2 nearby bighorn herds. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologist Scott Thompson removed the sheep on June 24th over concerns that the domestic sheep could have been exposed to pneumonia that can decimate a bighorn herd. In the Tendoy Mountains near Lima, the state plans to remove an entire herd of bighorns and later restock the area with healthy animals. Other recent bighorn sheep die-offs resulted in the closure of hunting districts until the herds recover. FWP says the meat was donated to local families and the horns will be used for educational purposes. A Bozeman man doing some fencing work in the Crazy Mountains found items belonging to a 38-year-old Bozeman man who went missing during an elk hunt last September. The Bighorn Pioneer reports the man working on the fence saw something orange in the brush and found a bow, backpack, field gear, and a hunting license with Aaron Hedges' name on it. Sweetgrass County Search and Rescue Coordinator Alan Ronenberg says a search of the area turned up no more clues. Officials say no more searches are planned unless they get more leads. Montana and 12 other states sued the federal government today to stop the Environmental Protection Agency from enacting a new rule extending the Clean Water Act to small streams and wetlands. State Attorney General Tim Fox says the Obama administration went too far by asserting control over waterways that belong to the states.
The Clean Water Act does not authorize them to go this far, obviously, and expand the definition of navigable waters of the U.S., to include prairie potholes, ephemeral ditches. For most folks in most states, it's a large overreach.
The lawsuit has drawn support from an array of business and agriculture groups, including the Montana Stock Growers Association and Montana Farm Bureau Federation. Supporters of the new water rules include the National Wildlife Federation, which says they'll help protect streams that are the source of drinking water for nearly one-third of America's population. A Washington State man faces drug charges after he reportedly claimed 2 bags containing 12 pounds of marijuana from the Amtrak station in Whitefish. The Daily Interlake reports 21-year-old Marquise J. Constantino of Tacoma, Washington, pleaded not guilty Thursday to felony drug possession with intent to distribute. Charging documents say Constantino called Amtrak to say he'd checked his bags but missed a train in Washington. He asked that the bags be held in Whitefish. Court records say an Amtrak employee notified the Flathead County Sheriff's Office on June 6th that the luggage contained marijuana. Fire danger in Missoula County has now been declared extreme. The Missoula County Fire Protection Association says recent hot, dry weather has caused fine dead fuels to cure to the point they would cause a fire to spread out of control rapidly. The association is urging the public to be extremely cautious with fire and when operating equipment that can cause sparks. They say chainsaws and lawnmowers have already caused a few fires this year and warn that dragging trailer tow chains can spark wildfires. The association also recommends that residents living in or near wooded areas sign up to receive emergency alerts through the county's Smart 911 system. A human-caused fire that started over the weekend just outside Glacier National Park has burned 80 acres and has started 8 spot fires inside the park. Officials are calling it 25% contained. A Flathead National Forest spokeswoman says firefighters were being taken by boat across the North Fork of the Flathead River today to work on the spot fires after efforts yesterday to hike down to the area failed because it was too hot and crews couldn't take enough water. 8 homeowners were warned they may have to evacuate, and 2 residences did so voluntarily. Jennifer Rankowski is a spokeswoman for the fire response team.
No one has been given any evacuation orders. There's 2 homeowners that chose to evacuate that they weren't ordered to. And at this time, no other structures are in danger. Not that they were in danger, but they were just a little nervous because it was closer than they would like.
90 firefighters are working on the fire, which started Saturday in a gravel pit north of Columbia Falls. Firefighters were using heavy equipment today to build fire line while helicopters helped with water drops. Fire officials have not determined how the fire started. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.